Parshas Mishpatim. Start with Pasuk Hey. Eved Ivri, Vim Amar Yomar Ha'eved, Bahati Es Adoni, Es Ishti, Ves Banai, Lo Etzei Chofshi. So if he doesn't want to leave, so Pasuk Vav, Vihigisho Adonov El Vihigisho Adonov El Elohim, Vihigisho El Hadeles, Oham Zuzo. So there's a parsha of Nirtza, and he's an Eved until Yovel. So there's a Tanchuma in Parshas Vayeschanan by Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go into Eretz Yisrael, that he shouldn't die in Chutz Laaretz. Tanchuma says, Moshe said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you called me your Eved. Lo kein avdi Moshe. I'm an Eved. It says in your Torah, Amar yomar ha'eved, a hafti. And I loved you, I loved your Torah, I loved your sons. Lo etzei chavshi. I don't want to die. And the Yishu Adonav el hadeles. The Avadol li'olam. I want to be your Eved li'olam. At least for another 50 years. And you're not mekayim it with me. You're telling me to die baharazet. So I'm asking you, Vayes Hanan, listen to my tefillah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says back in Parshas Vayes Hanan, Rav Lecha Al Tosef. That's enough. Don't say anything more. What Shad the Tanchuma? Rav Elchanan in Kiddushin brings this Tanchuma, B'shem Rav Chaim, B'shem Mariel Diskin. That Mariel Diskin.
Who was that?
He was the Rav of Brisk. That, what does it mean? Ahafias Adoni. Moshe said, I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's as Ishti? Ishti is I love the Torah. Because the Gemara Mesachim and Sanhedrin Darshans, that Torah Tivu on the Moshe, Morasha, and Morasha is really Lashon Me'orasa, Erizit.
We have an Inkidushin also.
We're in Kiddushin.
Where we have where it says something about Isha. We say Isha could be referring to Isha Mamash, or Isha could be referring to Tyra within one pasuk. That's how we know Kinechaim and Isha.
Also, we say that for Isha's style is offering the Torah.
Banai. What's Banai? Banai is Bnei Yisrael. Obviously, Moshe loved Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, while this explains, Moshe Rabbeinu knew for sure that his taina would be matzliach, he would be zocha bedid. And the truth is that that's the way it would have been. Moshe Rabbeinu would have been able, through this taina of ahavti es adoni es ishti, would have been able to go into Eretz Yisrael and live longer. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back, al tosef davar elai. Don't say anything more. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean, don't say anything more?
He knew he would be.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, don't ask me a second time. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Chof Beis, by Eved Ivri, by Nirtza, says, when are you Nirtza? We darshan from Amar Yomar, the beginning of this pasuk, Ad She Yomar V'yishne. Only when the Eved Ivri asks a second time, that's when he's Nirtza. So Kosh Baruch Hu said, you're right, but don't ask again. And Moshe Rabbeinu could have, but he didn't.
What, would it have been like another Avera had he asked again?
Not Avera, but
God told him not to, I'm saying.
God gives whatever you a piece of advice, you should probably listen to it.
I don't know the, you know, together it's or a suggestion of the Shaka Vataria, but that's how he explains the Medrash. The party Yosef on this pasuk says Moshe's taina was that he wanted to live another 50 years like Yovel. That's what he's, when he says, Ahafti es Adoni es Ishti Avado li Olam, I want to live another 50 years until another Yovel. Kosh Baruch Hu said, Rav Lach Al Tosa. Gematria of Loch is 50. Rav Loch, you already have 50 years. We know that a person lives for 70 years. Shnos of a person 70 years. Kosh Baruch Hu says, I already gave you 50 years. Rav Loch, I already gave you 50 years. Don't ask for another 50 years. The next pasuk is Vavodol Li'olam. Okay, so that's two pshatim in the Shaka Vataria of Moshe Rabbeinu and Kosh Baruch Hu and Pshanda Tanchuma. Vavodol Li'olam, Rashi brings, Gemara in Kiddushin, Li'olam doesn't mean Olamamish, Li'olamo means Olamo of Yovel. It means 50 years. Or until the Yovel. However, I heard once a pshat that you can mekayim this pasuk kepashte. In other words, you can learn the Vavadol the Olam, that you can have an Eved Iri who will be an Eved forever, and that it should not go against the Gemara. It's not one of the cases where it's like Luli Divrei Chazal, that you could fit in Chazal, Avado means the Olam Mamish. What's the case? Background information. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, when was Yovel Noheg? Was Yovel Noeg in Bayasheni, or was Yovel not Noeg in Bayasheni? Rashi Shita is, there was no Yovel in Bayasheni. Or the Rishonim say, Rabbeinu Tam learns, there was, Rabbeinu Tam is in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav, with Aleph at the bottom, that there was Yovel in Bayasheni. One of Rabbeinu Tam's Raya is an interesting Raya from Krisos Daf Yod Aleph. The Gemara in Krisos Daf Yod Aleph says that in the time of Ezra in Bayasheni, the Lashon Gemara, fascinating Lashon, Kulam, everybody was Boel Shifchas Harufos. Everyone was Boel, I'm sorry?
Oh.
Everyone was Boel Shifchas Harufos. What's a Shifcha Harufa? So Rabbi Akiva Shita in Kiddushin is that it's a Chetzia Shifcha and Chetzia Baschorin who is Me'uresas to an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri in Bayasheni. The Gemara in Erech and Daf Chav Tes says Eved Ivri is only Noheg when Yovel is Noheg.
Must mean
that there was Yovel b'Bayasheni. That is Rabbeinu Tam's Raya, once again, that since there were Shifchas Harufos, they were bringing a korban for Shifchas Harufos and Bayasheni. A Shifcha Harufa only exists with the existence of an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri only exists with the existence of Yovel. Must be there is Yovel Bayasheni. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Raya and Gittin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. However, the Ramban and the Ran over there are Doche the Raya. One of their Dechiyas is that the case is as follows: these were Avadim at the end of Bayis Rishon, and they were Nirtzu. They wanted to be Avadim Li'olam right before the end of the Bayis Rishon, before the Churban. And they went to Bavel. And in Bavel, there were Boel Shifchas Harufa. And, these Eved Ivris were in Bavel, and they were engaged to a Cheti Shifcha, Cheti Baschorin. So, it's machlokas, but we're going right now with Rabbi Akiva, that it's Cheti Shifcha v'Cheti Baschorin, who is Me'uresas le'Eved Ivri. So there was an Eved Ivri at the end of Bayis Rishon. He went to Bavel. He was Me'uresas to a Cheti Shifcha, Cheti Baschorin, and in Bavel is where this woman, someone else was Boel her. That's the case of Boel Shifcha Harufos. And then, once they went up to Eretz Yisrael, and there's Bayasheni, then they were chayv to bring the korbanos.
It was already 7 years, so for sure it was a Yovel.
No, so one second. So we're saying right now, so Raman is saying, Be'etzem Yovel didn't exist anymore. Okay, because at the end of Bayis Rishon,
so
there's no...
So this literally stuck with Olam.
So he's... exactly. So let's just say it like this. Because Yesh Le his topic. That which the Gemara says, Bizman She Eved Ivri Noheg... Sorry, that which Bizman She Yovel Noheg Eved Ivri Noheg, when Yovel's not Noheg, there's no Eved Ivri. Yesh Le his topic. Imagine there's no Yovel, but you have an Eved Ivri. Like this case. Is the pshat that the Metzias of Eved Ivri doesn't exist anymore? And once Yovel stops, with the snap of the fingers, anyone who wasn't Eved Ivri all of a sudden loses their status as an Eved Ivri? Or is the pshat that once Yovel is finished, I can't make anybody else an Eved Ivri? But anybody who wasn't Eved Ivri, the Metzias of Eved Ivri existing can still exist after Yovel's finished. It's just that I can't make a new Eved Ivri. Bezdin, you have Mocher Asmo, Mocher Bezdin, those won't exist once Yovel is finished. But the Metzias of Eved Ivri still will exist. Or no, is the pshat that once Yovel is finished, Eved Ivri, the Metzias of an Eved Ivri cannot exist anymore. So if the Ramban is saying that I have a case where even though Yovel stopped after Bayis Rishon, I can still fathom a Shifcha Harufa, which requires the existence of an Eved Ivri, and I can still fathom that Bia happening, Begolos, after the end of Yovel, and they could bring Korbanos and Bayasheni, that must be that the Metzias of Eved Ivri can exist even after Yovel is finished. And all that happens when Yovel is finished is that I can't make a new Eved Ivri, but the Metzias of Eved Ivri still exists after Yovel is finished. Are we all Are we all good, or should I say it again? We're good? Yeah? Good. So, it comes out that, according to the Ramban, we have a case here of somebody who's stuck, like you said, somebody who's stuck to be an Eved Ivri, Li'olam. And in fact, because of this Hakira, the Aruch HaNer in Krisos says, why did Rabbeinu Tam, why was he not bothered by Ramban's Kash? In other words, Rabbeinu Tam has a Raya Mukhrachas from this Sugya, that Yovel must exist in Bayasheni because there was Korbanos brought in Bayasheni.
This is the Lashon of the Lama Shel Yovel.
Rega. What, the Lama Shel Yovel?
That's the Lashon. For how long? It's for the Lama Shel Yovel.
Not in that...
So the Haraya that there is no such thing as Eved Ivri unless there is Yovel, because, what's it called? The Lashon of the Lama Shel Yovel is Mukak, that only is... As long as there's
I don't
Yovel.
Think you can compare that. That thing, as long as there's Yovel, how long is it? Olam means until Yovel. Uh-huh. How it works once Yovel is finished? So again, let's go back for a second. Rabbeinu Tam has arrived from the Gemara Krisis that Yovel existed in Bayasheni from the fact that they brought Korbanos for a Shifcha Charufa, and Shifcha Charufa requires Eved Ivri. The Ramban says it's not a Chloraya, because it could be that Yovel ended in Bayash Rishon, and yet Eved Ivri continued afterwards. Why did Rabbeinu Tam not hold of the Ramban's Kasha? It must be, Zok to Aruch HaNer, that Rabbeinu Tam held of the other side of the Chakira. That when the Gemara says that once Yovel is finished, Eved Ivri is finished, it means the Messias of Eved Ivri is finished. So once so Rabbeinu Tam said like this, you want to tell me Yovel is bustled after Bayis Rishon, there's no Eved Ivri going into Golos. Once Yovel is finished, Eved Ivri is finished. If Eved Ivri is not going to go into Golos, how do you have a Matthias of a Korban and Bayasheni? Dr. Ben Tam, it must be Yovel goes through Bayasheni. The Ramban says name. The Ramban says that even after Yovel is bottled, I could still fathom an Eved Ivri. Because Eved Ivri, you can't make a new Eved Ivri before once Yovel is finished. But the Matthias of an Eved Ivri could still go with Yola.
What was the Shifcha Charufa again?
Shifcha Charufa, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara in Kedushin says, is a chetia Shifcha v'chetia basforen ha-me'uresis le'evet Ivri. And if they're bringing korbanos for that in Bayasheni, well, how do you have an Evet Ivri if there's no Yovel?
Wasn't the Bayasheni, like, far enough, like, enough years from Bayash Risho?
So they were in Golos for 70 years. So according to Ramban, that's another chiddush that...
Even if they lost track, you know for sure.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, even if they lost track of the Yovel, it doesn't make a difference.
It's then in the
50 years. It's then in one Bezdin declares
so it. So thank God, not thank me.
There were 70 years between Bezdin and Shem.
Yeah.
70 plus
30.
What happened, the math...
He calculated
we'll see in a second, but the math, as far as we could fathom, the math should go here. I'm sorry?
Obviously he was wrong, but we know there were 70 years.
The math would be that the Eved Ivri, who was at the end of Bayis Rishon, he went into Golos. He was Muresas to Chet Basorin. Comes along somebody who didn't have to be around Bayis Rishon, and I guess was Boel, somebody who was probably a little bit older, I imagine. And then the guy had to make it to Bayasheni to be able to bring his korban for being Boel her. That's the math.
People lived like 6 million years back then.
Well, okay, but to get back to the point, according to Ramban's pshat, that we have a metzias of this person's Eved Ivri, even after Yovel is batel, we still have an Eved Ivri. Zok the Meshech Chachma on this pasuk, I can mekayim the pasuk kipshuto of the avado liolam, that this Eved Ivri will be an Eved. Liolam. And Rav Elchanan, just to say a little bit of a lumdish, Rav Elchanan, Meshachma also, Rav Elchanan in Kiddushin, again, Rav Elchanan Os Mem Vav, says, based on this Ramban, L'chora Yesh Le'estapek, another Chakira. When the Eved is Nirtza, and he's an Eved until Yovel, is the Pshat that this, the Mishnah says he's Nikneh with Ritzia, is the Kenyan until Yovel? Or no? The Kenyan is Liolam, and Yovel shortens that Kenyan.
No, it's the Kenyan Le'olam Shel Yovel.
But how do you look at it? Does Yovel, is it that it's Le'olam and Yovel subtracts it?
Do you think that the second year being Yirte, if Yovel's in 23 years, being cut in for 23 years, or do you say it goes on forever, just happens to Yovel will cut it off?
in the Xerus HaKosu,
your nickname for at max 50 years, and if Yovel's in 23 years, 23 years, that's off.
That's for sure, but the question is the Lumdus, that which Yovel cuts it off, is that because the Kenyan Meikoro was only until Yovel? Or do you look at it as the Kenyan was forever?
No, the Kenyan's for 50 years.
The Kenyan is forever, and comes along the din of Yovel and cuts it off.
No, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, maybe the Olam means, what's the Olam? The Olam means 50 years. You corner this guy, you're cornered for the next 50 years regardless. Now, if Yovel's in 2 years, it gets cut off then.
That's for sure true, but you could say
why
also...
Why does Olam mean 50 years? Where are we getting this from?
One second. Vidarshan li Olam means Olam Moshel Yovel. The Shaila is, in terms of the lumdus of that which you're calling him, does Yovel cut the Kenyan shorter, or was the Kenyan...
No.
Or was the Kenyan only until Yovel? So, Zotav v'chon meshach chachma, according to the Ramban, that you have a case of Eved Ivri existing beyond Yovel, it must be that in general, when Yovel exists, the Kenyan is the Olam, and comes Yovel and cuts it shorter. When there is no Yovel, the Kenyan is Takal the Olam. Not that the Kenyan was made Kara until Yovel, because if the Kenyan was made Kara until Yovel, then in this case of between Bayis Mishan and Bayis Sheni, there's no way to give him Ritzia, because the Kenyan shouldn't exist, because there's no endpoint, maybe.
No, but it makes sense, because they didn't plan on the Bayis Mishan this guy into Shemai.
So they
gave it to him, Lolam, and now the Bayis Mishan this guy's destroyed. This guy's stuck in limbo. He's just there forever until another Yovel comes
out.
Welcome
to the real world. Stuff happens.
You're not anticipating the destruction of the strongest nation. At that point, when the Beis Hamikdash was around, the Jews were on top. Nobody's anticipating the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash.
If you say the Kenyan is until Yovel, and there is no Yovel to make, I don't. Maybe the Kenyan was
bottled. So the guy is stuck, and
maybe the Kenyan never once Yovel's bottled. Maybe the original Kenyan is bottled because you see now that the Kenyan never existed.
You can't. That's only if you make it Tanai Lamafreya.
I think that's how Kenyan works. Fine.
Yeah,
and
but Nirsa isn't a Tanai Kefal.
Not an actual Tanai. So this Meshech Chachma says this Shana the Pasuk, Rav Yashiv and his Aris and Kiddushin, Daf Yadala Amabez, also says this Shana the Pasuk based on the Ramban. Before we move on, just in terms of the Etzem.
This is which point in the Pasuk?
Va'avodo Li Olam, that Li Olam, there is a way to read it as Li Olam Mamesh. Now, just a couple of other Ha'aris in the Rishonim, once we're saying over the sin, we're doing Kiddushin, so in Kiddushin it comes up that there are other Tanaim about what a Shifcha Charufa is. Acherim hold that it has nothing to do with Eved Ivri. It's Meureses Le'Eved Kanani, in which case Shifcha Charufa has nothing to do with Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri has nothing to do with Yovel, and the whole shot would fall up, the whole Raya for the Ramban would fall off if it's going like different Tana. The whole Raya for the Ramban that the whole Raya for Rabbeinu, yes, exactly. You are correct. The Ramban was Doche Rabbeinu Tam, that there is no Raya that Yovel exists in Bayis Sheni, because maybe this Shiv Charuf has nothing to do with Eved Ivri. Very good. Also, in terms of the Cheshbon of how old these people are, the Rashba actually says that if Yovel was Batal Bayis Rishon, it wasn't Batal at the end of the Korban. It was Batal when the Aseres HaShvatim went to Golos. So he says the Cheshbon actually would be, I think he does the Cheshbon, I think he says 140 years from when Yovel finished until Bayis Sheni. So that...
Wait, people were selling the Gauls before the Bayis was even destroyed?
Yes.
How?
They took them out of the land.
Comes on Chayrath and does it. We're not discussing the history.
Chayrath died from like Malach.
The Nakuda is that the Rashba is bothered by the Cheshbon of Sidi Ramban. How are you going to have an Eved Ivri and someone bring in Korban for that being Boel, the Shifcha Charufa, which requires Eved Ivri, if there's a 140-year span from the time of Yovel and Eved Ivri until the Korban being brought for it.
I mean, you could wing it. You could, like, say, like, she was 13 at the...
No, you don't need to wing it. It clearly said that everybody cried by the second Beis Hamikdash. The people who saw the first one, and the people who for the first time saw the second one. So clearly there were people around for both.
Okay, this is still, maybe those were at Mamish the end of the Bayis Rishon, not the ones who were golden in the beginning, because Yovel...
You had to have been talking about an Eved who was Mamish at the end. No?
No, you can't. You would have wanted to, but if for Yovel you need Rov Yoshveh Aleha, and that didn't exist at the end Mamish, that was... The kids are his session was 140 years.
Fine.
Also, in the Gemara and Kiddushin, we make a Tzrichusa we make a trichusa for how we have two psukim. The Gemara asks, I have two psukim that tell me that Yovel is that avodah that nirtza is until Yovel. V'avodah li'olav, v'avodah li'olam, and v'shavtem isha l'chuzasa. The Gemara asks, why I need both psukim? Shagis Aryeh in Tshuvas HaChadoshos asks on the Ramban, you're telling me that according to your pshat, you can mekayim v'avodah li'olam kipshuto, that's referring to this case of the Eved from Bayis Rishon going to Bayis Sheni? The Gemara has no kasha why I need two psukim for avodah li'olam and v'shavtem isha l'chuzasa. V'avodah li'olam is going on this case of the Eved Ivri who is Taka in Eved Li'olam, and v'shavtem isha l'chuzasa is going on the classic case of until Yovel, 50 years. The kasha and the Ramban from the Gemara and Kiddushin. Right there. We have in Pasuk Yud Dalet. So, in Pasuk Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, we're talking about different people who are high of Misa. And Pasuk Yud Dalet, V'chi Yazid Ish Al Re'ehu Lehargo V'Arma. And if someone is mazed to kill his friend, Be'Arma, with, you know, hidden, in a hidden way, trickery, Me'im Mizbachi Tekachenu Lamus, you take him from the Mizbeach to kill him. Which Chazal Darshan, even if he's a Kohen, he's about to do Avoda. If he's a Rotzeach, well, Avoda is not Doche Ritzicha, and you kill the Kohen, you do not let him do Avoda. The Chasam Sofer here, it's also Chidah, says a Pshat in this Pasuk. Says, later on in the Parsha, we have Achrei Rabim Lahatos, the concept that you go after Rov. Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, says, I know from Achrei Rabim Lahatos that I go after Ruba De'isa Kamon. What's Ruba De'isa Kamon? A Rov which is in front of us. You have Rov of Sanhedrin against Miyud of Sanhedrin for a din. The case of Teisha Chanuyos, something in front of us, you go after Rov. What about Ruba De'isa Kamon? A Rov that's not in front of us. That, you know, Rov Ketanim and Ketanot are not going to become Srisim and Islandis, and a case of a natural Rov. How do we know we go after a natural Rov? The Gemara's first Raya is from Korban Ola, that the Pasuk says by Ola, or Chazal understand from the Pasuk, that which you put the Rosh as a whole, you cut the Rosh as a whole onto the Mizbeach, so shouldn't we be concerned that this behemoth is a trefa? One of the trefas is krum shel moach, that the brain can't have or he's focusing there on neck of shel moach. It can't be pierced. It can't be a hole in the skull in the brain. And how do I, if the pasuk requires me to bring the head full, how will I know that this korban won't be a trefa? It must be I'm somich on rov that even without checking trefas, I can still bring korbanos.
Why can't you say it's special xeris hakasov?
I see from this xeris hakasov, okay, I'm not getting involved if you could learn out from here or can't learn out. The Gemara says from here, maybe you can learn out. This is a makor for going after rov delesa kamon, because most cases are not going to be trefas.
How do we know that?
In fact, you're allowed to bring korbanos and not cut the head open to make sure it's not a trefa. That's a raya from Parsha of Korbanos, by Ola specifically, that I go after Rov. The Gemara brings another Raya that I go after Rov. If someone's a Rotzeach, we kill him. How do I know to kill him? Maybe he killed a Trefa. A person can be a Trefa too. If a person's going to die in the next 12 months because one of his main organs is failing, whatever the lists are, then the Rotzeach is putter. The lesson of the Gemara is he killed a dead person already. How do I know? I don't know that the guy who says the trefa. It must be we're still mechan rov. The average guy is not a trefa.
So why can't we pull the plug?
Second. Come on. So those are two gemaras there in Chulin. So yeah. The Chasam Sofer, when he, instead of quoting these two Gemaras separately, he quotes it a little bit differently. He quotes it as, once I know from the Parsha of Korbanos, from Trefa, by korbanot, that I could always bring a korban. I'm not choshesh for a treifa. Once I know from there, I go after rov. That's how I know that I can kill every rotseach chayv misa, and I'm not choshesh that he killed a treifa. That's how I. He doesn't say it's two separate raya. He says from the raya from korbanot that I go after rov. From there, I know that a rotseach, that I'm able to kill a rotseach, and I'm not choshesh that he killed a treifa. Zochta chasam sofer lefize, we can say a pshat in our pasuk. V'chiyazid ish al re'ehu lehargo v'yarmo. If someone's mason, he kills his friend, the orma. What does it mean he wants to kill his friend trickery? He wants to say in a tricky way or in a not a friend, re'ehu. It means a Yisrael. He's saying, I'm not chayav misa. I killed a treifa. That's his trick. I killed a treifa. He wants to. He's tying to Bezdin. I want to be potter. I'm not a chayav misa. Gavra ketila kotlus. I didn't kill. I didn't kill. I'm not a chayav misa.
That's called killing the arma.
What if you made him?
I'm saying, in the killing.
Lahargo the arma.
Are you chayav if you made him a treifa and then you killed him? Because you killed him either way.
No.
Did you hit him in
no.
the kidney?
He's already a treifa. Zok techafim sofer me'im mizbechi. Listen to this. Me'im mizbechi. Which we said, Pasha Prat, Mim is the Chitek HaKain Olamos, someone who's a Rotzeach, someone who's a Rotzeach, so the Kohen, we don't do Avodah. Me'im Mizbachi, from the Raya from Mizbeach, the Raya from the Parsha of Korbanos, that from Korbanos we learn that you go after Rov, we learn from there, Tikachenu, Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lachem, Tikachenu also can mean to take in the figurative sense, you should learn out from it.
Oh.
I should learn out from Mizbeach, I should learn out from Korbanos, Lomos, that I kill the Rotzeach, and we don't listen to his taina of the arma.
Very
nice. V'chi yozi ish arei lehargo of the arma, me'im mizbochi tikachenu lomos. From Mizbeach, from the Parsha Kabbalos, I learned that I kill a Rotzeach. Listen to the next pasuk. U'make obi v'imo mos yumas. Somebody who hits their father and mother, mos yumas. In that sugyan hul and dafyad alaf, the Gemara says, I have another raya for rov. How do I know if I hit my father that I'm Chayav Misa? Who is to say he's my father? Teretz is Rov. Rov bilus achar baal. Most bilus are from the father. Must be I'm somech on Rov. So both these sukkim, all three in Yonim here, from Rotzeach to Korbanos to Make Aviv, all three in Yonim are based on going after Rov. And not only any rove, all ruba de lesa come on. That's the chafim sofa. Perechafev, pasuk hey. We have one of the ways of being mazik is esh. The pasuk says, kisese esh, umotza kotzim v'nechal gadish, o hakoma, o asada, shalem yishalem hamadviras habe'eiro. So you light a fire and you light someone else's gadish on fire. You're chayav to pay. Rashi says, Shalem Yishalem Hamavir, Af al pi shehidlik v'toch shalo, even though the fire was ignited in your own rishus, v'hiyata me'atma, you didn't put the fire in someone else's yard, it went on its own, through the kotzim, chayav l'shalem, because he was not shomer the gachelis, that's why he's chayav l'shalem. It's well known, the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Baba Kama, is esho mishum chityov, or is esho mishum mamono. Correct?
Yeah. What?
Esho mishum
chetziono.
Not chetziono. Esho mishum chitzav or esho mishum mamono.
Chitzav is arrow, right?
Arrow. Chitzav is arrows. Mamono is his money. Rabbi Yochanan holds esh is like a chet, like an arrow that is coming from your koach. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish holds one koach. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish holds esho mishum mamono. It's as if it's your shore. Or your boar that's going into the other person's rishus. But it's not from your koach, it's your own mamon. Nimuka Yosef has a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Famous Nimuka Yosef, heavily discussed, everyone should know this Nimuka Yosef. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Esha Mishim Chitzav, how am I able to light Neros the Erev Shabbos? When I light Neros the Erev Shabbos, and the fire goes on to Shabbos, it's as if, the lights are from my koach, and it's my maisa, and my maisa continues on to Shabbos, so if in the case of mazik where you light the fire in your own yard, and it's not my kavana to hurt the other guy's field. And stam, I was posheya. I wasn't shomer my kiddush. And there I'm chayv l'shalim. Alachas kama v'kama over here by Neiros Shabbos. It's my kavana that it should light on to Shabbos, through Shabbos. That's the purpose of Lukas Neiros. It should last on to Shabbos. So with my mice, I should be chayv. I should be chayv. Not mamun. I didn't iser.
Chayv for what?
It should be that I lit a fire on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Eishu Mishum Chitzav, it's my koach, it's one continuous koach. How is it mutter for me to light Neiros Erev Shabbos? It's as if I lit the fire on Shabbos. The Kasha Shver?
Yeah.
Why is the Kasha Shver?
Because there's not a true understanding of what the Malacha is.
You have a further thought than that?
It's not even a grumma. Like you did it. You lit it before that, Shabbos.
I mean,
it's what it is. You lit it before Shabbos. Period. You didn't do malacha on Shabbos.
You didn't do. What do you mean by that?
You didn't do whatever havar on Shabbos. Oh dear.
So you're saying similar to his answer that.
Because the point is that I have to do a constructive melacha on Shabbos in order for it to be a problem. The problem is a new asiya. The mice on Shabbos, did I do anything that represents a new action? No. Therefore, I'm not chayav.
Is that what you're saying?
Shabbos.
I don't know if that's what he's saying.
It's as if, meaning for laws of Nezikin, that would be true, but it's not Nezikin. Like, this is like. You're looking at the end cause. You're looking at the beginning for the end cause. But this is not the same thing.
So, his lashon is as follows. It's clear from him that he was understanding in his question that Eisha Mishim Chitzav is, even though I'm doing the action starts from my koach, but it's a continual Maisa Mikan LeHabor. But his answer is no. That's not the way we look at it. He says that the key lashon is when the Chitz left my hands. Eish is like Chitz. The second left my hand, everything was done. We'll have to talk in a second what that means, everything was done. And he says, it's not considered a ma'isa mikan l'haba. He says, to go as far as, if it was a ma'isa mikan l'haba, every ace would be putter. Because every time he's an ones. Because once you shoot that arrow, if he ever wants to bring it back, he can't bring it back. Because it's already on its way. And that new Maisa, I can't bring it back, so I should be putter. The only reason why I'm chayv on the chet is because the action was done from the beginning. If not...
Why should that be onus?
Why should it be onus? Even though, because that which you started it is a separate Maisa from right now when I want to bring it back.
And what even though the problem with it being onus?
Then I wouldn't be chayv for Asia. We know you're chayv.
Man is obligated on anything.
It's not Adam, we're talking about Ash here.
You think by Nezikin, even if it's an ordinary, said, here, Adam Ulad Lailam.
Well, first of all, there's cases when not, and I hear the horror, but that's. I don't want to get involved in that right now. So he says, so too, that let's say the guy shoots the arrow, and then he dies right after he shoots the arrow, or after he lights the fire, before the fire reaches the Gedish of the Chavar. So. We still, through his nechasim, or through his yorshin, they still have to pay. Even though the hezek happened after he died, there's still a chiyuv l'shalim because miyad, that he shot the chet or the esh, that's when everything happened. He says, so too, l'inyan Shabbos, it started from Erev Shabbos, and it's as if it finished from his hands from that moment. Now,
they load the menorah in the mishnah.
It's Tokha Shabbos anyways.
What?
Mr. Free says, Halakha, the Menorah is Tokha Shabbos, yeah.
It does explain that Lakha is in Mitzvah too.
Yeah.
So what? The other Shabbos becomes hard.
Maybe. Separate shmooze. Now, in terms of understanding this Nimukei Yosef, there's a Ktos. The Ktos in Simin Shin Sadi understood from this Nimuki Yosef that when Nimuki Yosef said Nasa Hakol Mishal Rishona, when the Chet left his hand everything happened, he meant everything mamish. Not just that the Chiyuv on the person begins from the first moment, but it's as if the Hezek of the Eish or the arrow, everything happened as if it happened from that first moment. 8:56, the chetz left her hand. 8:58, it reached the person. Halachically, we view it as the hezek happened at 8:56. That's what the ketzos understood. And he says, look, listen to this case. Somebody who shoots a chetz, and in the interim, someone else comes along and breaks the kli before the chetz reaches it.
Isn't
that a gemara? Breaks the kli, meaning the ketzos, the that the, he's still chayav because at 8:56 is when the hezek happened. Even though Tosfos says not that way, Tosfos says that only the sheni is chayav. Comes along the achiyeva.
But retroactively, it wasn't an action of Zikim.
Because the Ketos is learning that from the Shah Rishon, it's already happened. His lesson is, it's Ovid Meisah.
He's already chayav. And he's already chayav.
He's already chayav.
He could have missed.
And Hanami, so it's like him, Yavo Eliyahu, and tells us, yes, it's retro. Obviously, you
so
have to know, but
it's looked at as if it happened.
The second guy's father?
Second guy, I think.
Broke a broken item.
Yeah.
It's like killing a dead man.
So listen. Comes along the Achiezer, and some in your test, and the Chaya Moser says, there's no Macholkes, Tosos, and the Muki Yosef here. Even the Muki Yosef agrees that in that case, the second person is going to be Chayav, and the one who shot the Chet is Putter, because of what you guys were saying. That the way, what does the Muki Yosef mean when he says Mishor Rishona Nasa Hakol, that when that you Nachet in your hand everything happens? He means that after at 8:58, once the Chet reached it, Niskale Hadavar LeMafreya.
Who says this?
Achiyeva. It's in your test. Once that, he means that the Mechayev happened from the second that the Chet left his hand. But the actual hezek doesn't happen until the metzias, the actual hezek happens. So therefore, in the case of the kli, if comes along the second person and shoot and hits the kli before the chetz reaches it, the first guy is putter. The Muki Yosef says everything happens from Shor Rishona. That's only once the chetz hit at 8:58, like you were saying before, Niskala Hadavar LeMafreya, that at 8:58 we now look back and say that the mitzvah happened at 8:56. The question is, everyone agrees that the hezek happened from the shah of the chetz left his hand. The shaila is, do you look at the actual hezek, the totsa'a of his action, does that happen when it actually happened, or no? Do you look at, when the Mukhis says not that cool, the Ketos understood that even the hezek, the actual hezek, not just the Sibas Hachiyu, not just that which he himself is actually chayav for, but the actual Maisa, no. The reason to mechayav him for the hezek happens from the Shah that he leaves, that the Chet leaves his hand. Did the actual hezek happen from that first moment, or when it actually happened? That's the Machlokes. And a Nafkamina is, what if someone came and broke the kli before the chetz reached it, if you say that everything mamish happened from the first second, who cares that the guy broke the kli? Since it was ready and going to break the kli, then the first guy is chayav. Or no, since b'mitzias, the kli was never broken through the guy who shot the chetz, we say l'mafreya, he never has a reason to be chayav.
There goes my adlakar ishim
mitzvah. I'm sorry?
There goes my adlakar ishim mitzvah.
You have another Nafkamina now?
So, yeah.
If you'd be shooting at something else, hypothetically, you're not trying to damage something, you're shooting at something else. You're trying to do, I don't know, kill a bird or whatever. But then, if it ends up that happening, then you can't take Yulia as a Rilamak Freya because that wasn't his intention.
So, could you say the last point again?
The last point is, when the Meruke Yosef says that the understanding of the reason why Bein Be'chet, Bein Be'esh, Bein Be'halakas, Nero Shabbos, that in Rabbi Yochanan of Eshem Yishum Chitzav, the pshat is that everything happened from the first moment. When we say everything happens from the first moment, there's a machlokas ktos and achiezer, is the pshat that even the Mitzias, we look at the kli being broken, happened from the moment that the arrow left his hand, or no? In order for there to be a chiyuv, when the chet left his hand, it's only after we know b'mitzias that the kli broke. But once the kli broke, then we're mechayev that person from the shah rishon. Mugia for kimle b'derabamine also, that kimle b'derabamine happens to happen at the same exact time. So listen to this interesting question. Listen to this interesting question from the Achron. Gemara in Tainis Daf Chav Tes regarding Korban Habayit. Rabbi Yochanan says over there, if I would have been in the door of the Korban, I would have made the Yom for the Avelos on Asiri Ba'av, on the 10th of Av. Why? Because they lit the Korban, they lit the Bayis towards the end of Tisha B'Av, and it caught the Beit HaMikdash on towards the end of day 9, and the Or grew and grew all day long of day 10, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, if I would have been there, since Rove of the Heichal was Nisra on Yom Asiri, I would have made the Avelus of Tisha B'Av on really Asiri B'Av. Second the Achronim, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso, there's a Sira. You, Rabbi Yochanan, hold Eishu Mishab Chitzo, that everything happens from Shah Rishona. What do I care that most of the Heichal was burnt in Messias on day 10? The Eish was hoodlocked from day 9, and it's not Mamono, it's Chitzo. So even you, l'shitaso, it's Gevaldik. Not Gevaldik, but it makes sense that Chazal were mistaking Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av. Azoi Frank in the Achron. Comes along Rav Pesach Tzvi Frank. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank.
Hartzvi.
And he's talking there about the case of Halakas Neiros Be'erev Shabbos, for Shabbos, which is a big discussion as well. He's getting involved with this in Mukhi Yosef because we light on Erev Shabbos and we need the Halakha to be called the Halakha of Shabbos. So he's bothered, how do you ever have a halakha of Hanukkah on Erev Shabbos? How is that considered a halakha of Shabbos if everything is from Erev Shabbos and it's not considered to be going on Shabbos itself? So he applies the Sfarah of the Achiezer, that Nase HaKol means his Meiser halakha was from Erev Shabbos. But the Metzias, when does a Hezek happen? When does a Srefa happen? When is the candle burning? The Metzias? On Shabbos. So it's called Halakas Neiros Shabbos. So he brings this question back to the case of Korban. He brings the question of the Korban. And he says, it's not a Kasha Bechlal. He says, he goes like the Achiyat, not like the Ktos. Like the Sfarah that was more Mekubo for us. And there's a chiluk between the Mechayiv and the Metzias of the Hezek. And he says, you want to know, when a person dies from the Chet at 8:58, when does the Avelus begin? At 8:58. According to the Ksos, when does Avelus begin? 8:56 in our example. Meaning, Louis Yisrael Yo would come along and say, imagine there's a chet. I have a magic arrow that goes from here all the way to China, and it takes a day for the arrow to fly. Okay? And Elio comes and says, guess what? This arrow is definitely going to hit that your relative in China tomorrow. Does Aninus begin right now, before his relative is dead? Or does Aninus begin tomorrow once he dies? Machlokas Ksos and Achiezer.
That's so far-fetched. I mean, even in not such a crazy example like that.
Why does it have to be so far away?
No, that's just like even in
a I'm just bringing a nafkamina of Avelos for today to tomorrow.
Even in a 5-minute case, why should Avelos start? The guy's still alive.
Why should Avelos start?
The guy's still alive. Any
the Elu is Ovid Maisa. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, according to
Ksar. So if I come along and kill that man, I'm putter.
Guys, let's focus. I want to say.
So if I come along and kill that man, I'm putter. I killed a dead man. You're already sitting shiva for him. I killed that man.
That's what Lachor took him out to the Ksos.
And it's also the same for if
he didn't,
because then Elio and Elio Zoram, because you killed him, there they go.
And it's also the same.
That's what I'm saying.
Whole thing goes back on itself.
Because the whole thing, then you have to wait till I actually kill him.
I don't know.
It's also the same for Goel Adam if he shot it by accident. Like shot it.
Any case of the silent. What we need to know, all we know is, you want to talk about the Messias cases? I'm not sure how it should work out.
But the side.
Well, I'm saying, you're asking on the Nachmi of Yob Elio. I don't know. But the understanding of... The understanding is, in Rabbi Yochanan, was the Maisa done mitchila, or was it done when it happened? So, in Hartzvi, he understood like the Achiezer, that the Maisa only happened lebasov. The Mechayiv is from the beginning, but the Maisa happened lebasov. So he says like this, you want to talk about when we should, when they were, let's say, people who went to Machayev the people who burned the mikdash. You want to talk about when was their ma'aseh that when they lit the fire? It was on Shiva. It was on Nine Av. You want to know when to say Avelus? Avelus has nothing to do with when they're chayev. Avelus has to do with when the ma'aseh happened. When did the ma'aseh happen? Zot Rabbi Yochanan Ruvo Shel Heichal Nisraf Yatsiri Be'av. And that's why he would have been kovei on the Tiri B'Av. So it comes out, the Chakira within the Nemuke Yosef, if the Maisa happened Meikoro, or if the Maisa happened when the Maisa happened, that could be, that issue is totally to know if we could answer the Sira of Rabbi Yochanan regarding that which he said, I would have been Koveya, would have been Mesakin, the Avails on a Tiri B'Av. If you go bust to the Maisa B'Messias, then we understand that Gemara. Because even though Eisha Mishum Chitzav, the Avelus begins once the Maisa B'Messias happened, which was Rubo Shalheich HaMishraf, yes, Tiri B'Av. The ones who asked the Kasha L'Chor hold like the Ksos, that everything happened B'Tshi B'Av. Now, there's a Yediyah over here. In the Hagos Maimonios, the bottom of the Rambam, Rishonim, in Hilchos Tainos, he brings this Gemara in Tainus. His Gersa is Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ilu Aizis Boso Ador, I would have made B'Av.
Somebody else.
Someone else, no question at all, no stira between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Eishon Mishum Chitzav, I would have made Asir B'Av. But I heard a Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I would have been in that door. He was. Fly Kasha. You look clear in that Gemara. This Gemara about I would have been Koveya on Asiri because Rubo Shel Heich on Nisra for Asiri is talking about Bayis Rishon. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying if I would have been by Bayis Rishon, I would have been Koveya Asiri Ba'av. The second Bayis, Echvetis. The first Bayis should have been the Asiri Ba'av with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
They were both at the same time. They were in the school public at the end of the night.
All it says there is they got to be Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni, I don't know. Bayis Rishon, that's what should come out. So now, I have a kasha though. Let's assume the gear.
Even Einis happens on the way. So there's gusts of wind.
You're going back to Muki Yosef now?
Yeah.
Well, let's finish the thread. Write down. If the gear was Rabbi Yochanan, I have a kasha. There's a famous Gemara there also that Rabbi Yochanan said by the Meraglim. You guys were boche b'chiyah shel chinam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to make you have a b'chiyah shel doros. Correct? Familiar with the Gemara?
Not familiar.
You cried on Meraglim happened on Tisha B'Av.
Rega!
Can I?
No.
Thank you.
My recording just went to
zero. If b'chiyah shel chinam, you by the Meraglim, you were boche b'chiyah shel chinam on Tisha B'Av, I'm going to be Koveya B'chiyah Shel Doros. And that's Rabbi Yochanan. I don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan was saying that I wanted, that I would have been Koveya B'chiyah. Wait, you like the kasha?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Please.
No, it's not intentional.
Rabbi Yochanan, can we say this, okay? Are we still here, everyone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Rabbi Yochanan is the man Amar that says Isha Mishem Chitza. And he also is the one that says, if I would have been in that door, I would have been Koveya the Avelus to be on a Siri B'Av. But he also said that that which the bias was Nisraf on Shi'i B'Av is because of the B'chiyah Shel Chinam and Meraglim. How would that work if you wanted to make Tisha B'Av really be on a Siri B'Av?
Oh, so if it's really, because had I been just in that door, I would have said a Siri B'Av. But because of B'chiyah Shel Chinam, a previous Cyrus, that's why it's Tisha B'Av.
He's saying,
wild shot in the Gemara, Lefora. I mean, he's saying, if I would have been in that door, even after knowing what happened in Meraglim, I would have made it Asir B'Av.
The question is, how can you say it would be on the 10th if they said they cried on the 9th?
Yes, exactly. So, I think it's a good question, but I think we could say it like this. The Gemara's focus is on the B'chiyash. The Gemara's focus is, you guys will make a B'chiyash of Doros. Pashas is, you guys will cry also every Tisha B'Av. L'chore would have come out, had Rabbi Yochanan been in that door and would have been Koveya Asir B'Av.
No way.
The pshat is that We would have had an Avelus on Asiri Ba'av. When did the Maisa happen, though? The Maisa happened on Chibav. Eishon Mishum Chitzav. The bias was Hudlak, the Chibav. So, what it means, you have to read into Gemara, is what would have happened is, we would have been Kodesh Baruch Hu was Koveya a Maisa that deserves Bechia. When was that Maisa that deserves Bechia Koveya? On Tisha B'Av. Even though the Bechia itself will happen on Asir B'Av. That's the way you would have to be Doche the Gemara.
Can we bring a riot from there that it's
like the Ketos, that everything happens on Tisha B'Av? What?
Yeah, that it happens from the beginning, because
that everything happens from the beginning.
It already happened in the Zohar.
According to Hashem, that
according to Hashem, it should be on the ninth.
Yeah, but God doesn't live in time, so that's by default.
That's why Shavuot and
interesting.
ER.
Nope, that's not before to say that.
Why?
God doesn't live in time.
In the ER.
I don't know what you're saying. No, but he made the time.
No, no, the way that things came out was Rabbi Yochanan
was... So they had the time for us.
Because it turned... Kachad Varm Nisgalgal, that it turned out that the Avelus is on Chibab, almost like the way it worked out was... that everything goes Bosser Meikar. It's an interesting thought. One more idea about the Nimuke Yosef, I think this is what you were saying before, is we've put it before, I believe, Parshas Noah. There's a question that Horlem asked regarding Amir La'akum, Amir La'Nofri, right? Why do you, Lechora, we could mechayev every case of Amir La'Nofri.
Gosh,
a poster, the Yom
Yiyun.
The... Every time I ask a Nachri to do something for me on Shabbos, why am I not chayav because of the parsha of Shlichus? Shlichus Shalom Kamoso, if you say Yesh Shlichus, the
yes,
Nachri.
Yes, not all you there, Vera.
Oh. Yesh Shlichus Nachri for Chumrah, that Achronim asks, why am I not chayav off the parsha of Shlichus? Even the Ishlich Varbeh, the Mishaleach would still be chayav. Talking. I think the Mishalayek will still be chayav.
So a Nachri is obligated.
Doesn't make a difference. Why do you need a special parsha of Miel Nachri? Let it be a problem of Shlichus. That's what Achron asked.
I don't get the question. Ain't Shlichus Varver. It's not going to be an Aver for you.
The Mishalayek is chayav, though. Ain't Shlichus Varver means the Shliach.
Okay, so if the guy be chayav, who cares?
We're not talking
about that. No, no, if I send you to Gilso and you kill him, I'm chayav and not you. Ain't Shlichus Varver says that you're
chayav. Sorry, the Shliach is chayav.
So the guy can't be chayav.
So, no, one second. I'm sorry, take it back. Yei Shlichus L'Nachri, there's a Muslim that the Mishaleach still has a role. If you apply the Gedarim of Shlichus and Shlichus Alam Kamoso, even in this case of Avera, or at least for the, I'm sorry, for the Nachri it's not an Avera, but for me,
there's a small element of Avera still, like, what are you saying?
I'm lost.
Let's say it like this. True, but... staying outside of it, we'll look into it later, but if they want to know why there's no partial Shlichus from Mir Nachri, they explain, by Shabbos, the Chiyuv is not on a Melacha being done. If I have a Maisa which is done and it's Misyaches to me, that's not enough for Chiyuv Shabbos. But what Matin on Shabbos is that the Gufo Sha'olam Noch. A person rests. There's a Shvisas Gufo. So if I push a button, and I mean, this is not the Maisa, this in theory, if there's some Maisa which is Misyaches to me, but my body is not doing anything, I'm not chayav. The hakbada of Shabbos is that the person's body should rest, that he himself should not be doing malacha. That's why I need a new parsha meal enough for Shlichus is not enough. So Zuck disciple it like this. Luli Dibri Nimuki Yosef, I could have answered this question. How am I able to light Neros Erev Shabbos? I could have said like this. Really? Kol rega verega, it's my maisa. Eishem Yishem Chislov means... every second it's me doing a Maisa. Oh, how am I able to light Neros that are going to be my Maisa lighting on Shabbos? Teretz is, just because the Maisa of the Hadlaka on Shabbos, that which it's burning, is Misyaches to me, that I did an action before Shabbos, and it's Keilu, now I'm doing an action on Shabbos, that's not enough to be Chayav for Shabbos. Just because the Maisa is Misyaches to me is not enough. The Maisa, I'm not doing anything, the Mitzias, that's not called the Chiyuv of Shabbos. The Maish, the Mugi Yisrael, doesn't answer that. Maybe he doesn't hold of the Yisrael. And that's another option for how to deal with the issue of Lachan Erev Shabbos. So, just to be misakim, then the question is, how, the fear of Yochanan, Eishim Shem Chitzov, how can I light Neros Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos? It's like I'm lighting Neros on Shabbos. Zot Mukhi Yosef, everything happens beforehand. What does it mean everything is happening beforehand? Is it just that you look at the Shas Chiyuv is from beforehand? Even the Maisa Hezek happened from beforehand? Machol Tachonim. Nogeyaf is interesting Chakira over the Korban of that which I could have set Avelis on a Siri Ba'av for the Korban. How do you look at it? Do you look at that everything happened from Chiba Av, or the Maisa Hezek of the Biasing Nisrav happened on a Siri Ba'av? And that should be, that machloka should be no gaya to the original machloka. Okay, Adkan,
all right. Come out that the Mukhi Yosef, according to